Welcome to the OHP Uncut Podcast, our raw, uncut, unedited interviews from Open House Party. It's Cannon, and we are so thrilled today to have one of the big stars from the Latin world with us. She's had like Grammy nominations in the Latin world, but now trying to kind of cross over into the mainstream world, and she's got a cover of the song Conga by Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine from back in the day. One of my favorite old school songs. She's redone, and the new version is so good with Meek Mill from Philly. So she's going to talk about that and what her and her man are doing for Valentine's Day and her new movie coming out as well called The Heights. That's all today with Leslie Grace. Subscribe to the podcast. It would mean so much to us. Just click the little subscribe button. And you can also follow me on social. I'd be so honored if you'd follow along at Cannon Radio. Spell Cannon with a K. It's OHP Uncut. It's Leslie Grace. Let's go.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Leslie Grace, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Having lots of fun conversations about everything that's going on and just enjoying.
I bet you are. It's kind of a turning point in your career a little bit, right?
Yeah, big time. Big time.
So you've been doing this for a while in the Latin world. I mean, you've got Grammy nominations. What have you been nominated for?
Yeah, well, I released my first album when I was about 17 going on 18 in 2013. And it got nominated for Best Tropical Album. And so at the Latin Grammys, and then I, you know, put out my next EP after that and I got nominated again. And so those are really cool moments for me as a young, I mean, I was just coming out of high school. So I was just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
But it was incredible. And now, you know, being able to have grown, I mean, I'm 26 now, so I've evolved a whole lot since then. I'm working on my next full music project, which is really exciting, taking my time on it. And I've grown a whole bunch since then.
So when you say you've grown, like, how do you feel like you've grown from the last project to this one? What do you feel like you're exposing about yourself? Maybe you didn't last time around.
I think just like life experience. I think I was really young when I got started, and it's hard to express yourself when you don't even know like what that is yet.
Yes.
And that's a discovery, you know, it's a lifelong discovery, I think. But I definitely know like more things about myself that I didn't before. And I've obviously lived a lot more.
Yeah.
As, you know, 10 years and, you know, what I had lived when I was 17, 16, when I was writing that first project. So I'm definitely being more vulnerable with my music and kind of just establishing like new ways to connect with my fans in a more genuine way, as opposed to just making a song that might sound cool. I actually want to like connect with what's going on in my life through my music as well. And then, you know, have some bops as well. But
of course, you chose this song to cover Conga. Yeah. You've done lots of other covers. Why did you choose this one? It's one of my favorite songs ever, by the way. And I'll get to my crush on Gloria Estefan shortly, but tell me why you chose this song.
I want to hear that. I mean, I think we all stan and like definitely love Gloria and have loved Gloria for years. She was one of my biggest influences growing up, because she was, I've said it so many times, she's just an artist that I looked up to. She was one of the first artists that I saw, you know, singing in English and in Spanish and like being successful internationally doing so. And that is something that, you know, being a bicultural, you know, first generation Latinoamericana, like that for me was, you know, my dream, you know,
yeah,
to sing in both languages and other languages, hopefully in the future too, you know, and connect with a huge audience and do what I love while being myself. And so Gloria was definitely that. So when the opportunity came, it actually came through our team at Bacardi. They wanted to do like a brand partnership, and I was all for it. I was like, bring on the mojitos. So yeah. they were like, okay, you have me at mojito. So, and then they were like, we want to have you and Boy Wanda and another artist at the time, which we didn't know was going to be Meek Mill, remake Conga. And I said, is that okay? Is that like, is Gloria and Emilio like and Miami Sound Machine on board? And they were like, yeah, they're a whole part of this. They've been, you know, connected to the brand from years back. Emilio used to actually work for corporate years ago. And so they are excited about this and are giving us the liberty to, you know, hand it off to you guys. So we're like, all right, let's not mess this up. And that's kind of how this started. Yeah.
Well, you grew up idolizing her. You probably grew up listening to this song, and now you're covering it with her blessing. That must feel great.
Insane, insane. It's like a huge full circle experience. And I have lots of like really beautiful moments that have to do with Gloria and Emilio. And I had performed like a couple years back at Premio Lo Nuestro, an award show in homage to Miami Sound Machine and Gloria and Emilio. So like that connection has always been there. There's just like so many full circle things about this project that for me, it just makes it, aside from being an amazingly cool, creative project to do with incredible people. I want to Meek Mill. I mean, come on. But it is also personally just very satisfying to be living this moment. So very
happy. I lived in Philly a long time. Meek is a god to me and everyone else in that city. So it's great to see you working with him. Have you spoken to Gloria since you've done the song? And what did she say about it?
Oh man, I haven't been able to connect with her personally. I mean, a lot of stuff has happened since we have, they've been approving like all the lyrics, had been approving all the lyrics and like the video along the way. And Emilio has a little cameo in there, but we were supposed to meet up and then she ended up getting COVID. Unfortunately, her manager who we honor at the end of the video, Frank Amadeo, passed away. And so like there's been a lot just going on. We haven't been able to connect, but when the song came out, she did tweet saying that she's so proud of us for having remade this in such a beautiful way. And Emilio also put up a post as well. And so that for me has been just amazing to see that they've, you know, not only given it the stamp of approval that we've seen behind closed doors, but also like are just excited to see it come all the way into fruition. That's the biggest gift that you can ask. You know?
Absolutely. It has to be. She was my first crush. I grew up listening to Miami Sound Machine and yeah. Gloria Estefan was my first crush.
I love that. I mean, how could she not be? I mean,
I know.
She was it, especially if you grew up listening to Miami Sound Machine. She was like, she was killing it. She still does.
Oh, I was calling the radio station requesting Conga, requested Bad Boys, all those Miami Sound Machine songs. I love them. Who is... I said she was my first crush. Do you remember yours?
Oh, man. My first crush was, I think it was in between like Justin Timberlake and from Lizzie McGuire, that one episode with Aaron Carter. Those were my first crushes that I can remember for sure.
We know who your crush is now. A lot of artists go out of their way to sort of like hide their relationship or whatever, and they're kind of shady and weird about it, but not you. Every man wants a woman that says the things you say to your man on social media. Everybody wants someone to say those sweet things. What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Oh man, yeah, I love my boo. Ian is awesome. He's also a part of this project as well. He's an obviously incredible choreographer and, you know, cracked the whip on me to get all the dance moves for this huge video. So I'm grateful for him and also love him very much. We don't know what we're doing for Valentine's Day yet. I might actually not be, we might be apart because it's my mom's birthday this week and I'm going to miss it because I have some work to do here in LA, but I'm going to be traveling, I think, to surprise her back at home the following week. So I think I might just miss Valentine's Day, but I'm
trying. Are you going to get him a present? Is it going to be like a gift that you get him?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I can't put it out there.
Okay, all right. How long you been together?
We've been together a little over a year, and it'll be 2 years in June. And
congratulations.
I'm really happy with you know, just the way that we've been able to grow together and collaborate together. And it's wonderful. I personally like to be really genuine about what's going on in my life. I do keep a lot of things private. In the past, I've kept, you know, my relationship life private. But when you're just growing up and you don't want to, you know, put effort into hiding real big, important parts of your life,
yeah.
It's just bound to, you know, people are bound to find out what your life is on a day-to-day basis. So you might as well be the one to share it. And if it's beautiful, share it, you know?
I love that. I love that strategy. Did you meet, you mentioned he's your choreographer and he worked on this project. Did you meet through the business?
Well, kind of, yeah. We met our first time we met, he actually works with a boy band who I love. I love all of them. They're called Pretty Much. And we met, we were label mates at the time. So I met him on while he was directing like a dance video for them. And I knew I had already known about him. And like respected his work and everything. And so I was like, oh, cool. You like choreograph with these guys, whatever. And it was just like a hello and goodbye. And then a year later, we like reconnected while I was shooting in the Heights. And he happened to be in New York and we just like hit it off.
I love it. Well, congratulations. Mixing business and pleasure does work sometimes. Just ask Gloria.
Steps even in that direction. We, you know, only know, Lord knows what our future holds, but it's definitely beautiful to share love and to be with someone that, you know, understands your world and is there to support you. So,
right. People wonder why like celebrities date each other all the time. And I tell people, you want to date someone you have something in common with, and people in your industry, you know, if you date a plumber, that's nice. You might, you know, have some things in common, but you need to date someone that understands the strange struggles and work and just the day to day that you go through. Cause it's not like a 9-to-5 and people will have to, you know, learn to wrap their mind around that.
Lifestyle. It's so funny that you say that because I used to have all these conversations all the time. I wasn't a big dater or anything like that. I'm very much a homebody and would not want to like go out of my way to go on dates and stuff ever. And so everybody would tell me like, you need to date somebody like this, or you need to date somebody like that. And I'm like, and I would say, I don't care if he's a plumber.
Yeah.
Somebody that I love, that loves me and that respects me and that I respect and that we can grow together. But you're absolutely right. As I grew older, I realized, well, the odds of that happening and having like compatibility is, you know, very, very slim. So you're probably going to date somebody that's within your world that will understand your lifestyle and that you can also delve into theirs and, you know, find your equal kind of.
Yeah. I mean, because it is a unique set of struggles that you go through when you have a job like yours. You mentioned In the Heights. Tell us a little bit about that and when that's coming out and what you're doing in it.
Yes, In the Heights. Oh, man, I can't wait for you guys to see this movie. It's finally coming out June 18th. I'm very, very excited about that. It was one of the best summers of my life, if not the best summer of my life. We're all just so, so ecstatic for everybody to see this movie. There's just incredible dancing. Some of the best dancers in the world are in this movie. Our cast is incredible. We all became like a family and you really, really see it on screen. I mean, we've seen the whole movie already. So we're just anxious for everybody to be able to experience this and just really, really proud. Personally, I'm really proud to be part of a story that feels really close to home for me. I'm originally from New York and, you know, there were so many, again, full circle moments while shooting a project like this. And from the music down to where we were shooting, I have family, you know, in the Heights everywhere. So it was just like a beautiful experience to be a part of that. And I'm sure it will hit home all the stories in this film as in the original musical play. They're all going to be relatable in one way or another to the audience. So I can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
The Heights, if people don't know, is a neighborhood in New York City.
This is it's a neighborhood in Upper Manhattan. So it's like the Heights of Washington Heights. And basically it's a couple interwoven stories. It's a community. It's the heart of the story is the beauty of community and how even through hardship, you can celebrate. And so I think it's the movie that we're going to really enjoy. It's about dreams. It's about where is home. I personally play Nina Rosario, who is the first of her family to kind of like leave her neighborhood and go away to Stanford. She's like the little genius of the neighborhood, but she feels a lot of pressure because she's a first generation, you know, American, and none of her family has ever dreamed that big. She wants to be mayor and she, you know, is basically like a straight A student. So they think she'll be fine. And there's so many sacrifices that have been made for her that she's going to, you know, all she has to do is show up because she's got it all, you know, basically laid out for her. And that's just not the case. The incredible amount of pressure that she's under, nobody could understand. So she comes back home, movie starts, you know, with a couple, we got Usnavi story and Abuela Claudia story and a couple different Vanessa story interwoven and all of that. But at the beginning of the movie, she comes back home to basically lay it down to everybody that she's not really having an easy time at Stanford. And she's trying to kind of find herself in between conforming and staying who she really is. And if it's going to be enough for her to achieve the dreams that everybody has for her. So very relatable storyline. I think we've all been there and that fork in the road of like, what are my dreams and what are everybody else's dreams for me? And within all of that, there's so many other stories that I feel like are true to life and definitely true to that neighborhood and especially to our Latin community, which I don't think has ever been able to be put on a pedestal this largely ever in film. So excited about that.
But there's subject matter there that you can personally relate to, and you're getting to cover a Miami Sound Machine and Gloria Estefan song. You grew up idolizing her. This must feel very rewarding to you in lots of ways, and kind of like your life is sort of coming full circle at this time, huh?
Definitely, man. Definitely. I mean, I feel so blessed. I thank God every day. You know, it's been, in a lot of ways, I felt while we were shooting in the Heights, even like Nina. I mean, my parents have sacrificed so much for me to just be able to follow my dreams. And in theory, that seems like the easy part. But there are a lot of days where it's a lot of hard work and the pressure is, you know, intense. And so I just try and really keep my eye on how grateful I should be, you know, to just be able to do what I love and to make my family proud and to know that their sacrifices weren't in vain and that, you know, the privilege is in being able to work hard for what you actually dreamt of in your brain, in your head. So I feel great. I feel great about that.
You should feel great about everything going on in your life right now. Congratulations, you know, on the film and the song and your boyfriend. You've got everything going for you right now. We're so happy to support you. We're going to play Conga right now. All right.
Thank you. Yes. I want to see you dance to it. Come on.
Now you can introduce this song for everyone real quick because you're about to play it nationwide. What do you want to say about it?
Yes, this is my new single, Conga, featuring Meek Mill, produced by Boy Wanda, and it is one of my favorite songs of all time, so I hope that you dance to it as you listen to it. Check it out. It's your girl, Leslie.
Congratulations, and thank you so much, Leslie. I appreciate your time so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. This was an awesome conversation.